In the stillness of the Ensi quarries, another kind of echo resounds, the echo of dissent. In the 1990s, voices rose from the community, united under a simple, urgent call, "Stop, Ensi." These were not abstract cries, but words born from lived experience. They came from citizens, from environmentalists, from those who felt the weight of dust in their lungs, who saw the limestone hills hollowing out, who feared that silence would fall not only on the furnaces, but on the very landscape itself. The protests became more than resistance. They were the spark of a new awareness. They revealed the fragile balance between progress and preservation, between productivity and ecology. Through banners, gatherings, and relentless dialogue, the community forced industry and politics alike to listen, to acknowledge that the land itself had a voice. And that voice changed everything. The protests led to restrictions, to the gradual closure of extraction, to the recognition of ENCY not only as a site of industry, but as a place of heritage, of memory, of nature reclaiming its space. What began as a cry of opposition has become part of the very identity of this monument. The story of Ensi is not only the story of production, but of transformation, where resistance became renewal, and where protest planted the seeds of the future we now walk through today.